On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Some breaking news this lunchtime. Boris Johnson's called a surprise meeting of his cabinet this afternoon, and there are rumours the PM could be planning to call a vote on a general election. It follows suggestions rebel Conservative MPs are refusing to back down in their opposition to a no-deal Brexit. Sky's deputy political editor Sam Coates says speculation's rife in Westminster.
Cabinet's normally on a Tuesday morning. The fact that it's on a different day and that it's been convened at quite short notice tells you unmistakably that something is up.
Well, staying with Brexit news, and linked government documents are warning of huge delays at the port of Dover if the UK does leave the EU without a deal. Official analysis from the Department for Transport suggests vehicles could be waiting for up to 48 hours to get to the continent, with around 8,000 cars queuing on Kent's roads. The chief exec of the Road Haulage Association, Richard Burnett, says it's very worrying.
Those delays are going to delay the ability to get product into shops for short shelf life products. And you've got vehicles standing for 2 days with product. By the time it gets to the supermarket, you've lost effectively the life of the product. It's going to be written off, and you're going to lose that stock.
Meantime, the company that runs the Channel Tunnel from Folkestone says it's prepared for a no-deal Brexit. Getlink says it's ready for new customs regulations if that happens, and will introduce pit stop areas as well as larger parking spots for trucks entering the UK. It claims Eurotunnel passengers who use shuttle and Eurostar trains will see no change to the immigration formalities.
KMFM News.
Elsewhere today, a teenage boy is appeared in court accused of murdering a man who was stabbed to death in Maidstone. Ish has the latest for KMFM.
Andre Bent, who was 21, died following a disturbance in the High Street just over a week ago. He was from South London and was the cousin of S Club singer Bradley McIntosh. We're not allowed to name the 16-year-old who's been charged, but we have been told he's from North London and was arrested yesterday. He's appeared at Medway Magistrates accused of murder and the attempted murder of three other men, along with possession of an offensive weapon. He's due at Crown Court on Wednesday.
A man's been found injured by the side of a road in Faversham following a suspected hit and run. A cyclist is thought to have been hit on the A251 in Sheldwich near Porter's Lane late on Saturday night. He'd suffered broken bones, and police are now trying to trace the other vehicle involved. Actor Kevin Hart is reported to have serious back injuries after a car crash in California. He's understood to have returned home after the accident, but later went to hospital.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Now, a famous sculpture made from 100,000 confiscated or surrendered knives has gone on display in Medway. It's hoped it'll get us all talking about knife crime and the impact it has. Vicar Nathan Ward helped organise the 8-metre-high sculpture's visit. He says it's part of a series of events at Rochester Cathedral.
The Knife Angel is being displayed in the gardens within the grounds of Rochester Cathedral, but there's an exhibition within the cathedral itself talking about the facts around knife crime. And then in the chapel, in the crypt, we've also got a space which is more reflective, where people can see photos of those who have tragically been killed. And there's also an Angel of Hope, where people can tie white ribbon onto a wireframe angel. And then the exciting thing is, within the garden, there's a space for people to sign a book to pledge not to carry a knife.
And you can watch a report on that story on KMTV tonight from 5:30. Dozens of new-built homes in Eyewade need to be checked amid fears fire safety measures might not have been installed in roofs properly. Persimmon Homes have contacted people living in 49 properties about cavity barriers. It follows a blaze in Deal in April last year. Meantime, a cat's been given oxygen by firefighters following a fire at a home in Ramsgate. Crews were called to Park Road this morning, where a ground floor flat was well alight. It's not known yet how it started. And as children head back to school after the summer break, a new report says over half have experienced some form of bullying. The research from anti-bullying charity the Diana Award says it's having a shocking impact on kids' mental health. It found 78% of those who've been a victim have felt anxious, while 56% couldn't sleep as a result.
Okay. KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and the fourth Ashes test starting this week will see Kent's Joe Denley open the batting for England. He's switching places with Jason Roy, who's not been doing too well recently at the top of the order. The game against Australia starts on Wednesday at Old Trafford. And in football, former Charlton manager Chris Powell has joined the England setup to work under manager Gareth Southgate. The move is part of the FA's programme to improve diversity. He won 5 caps as a left back for England during his playing career. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.